Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Something we do quite regularly on this show around MasterChef is talk to the eliminated contestants.
Usually we get to, have a chat with people once they're bumped out of the competition. It's always a bit bittersweet.
One guy they can't really get rid of, though, is one of the judges. It's Andy Allen, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Well, they could get rid of me if they really wanted.
Well, they could, yeah.
Are we talking like a revolt? Like maybe the contestants rise up and kick you out? Is that what we're thinking?
Maybe. Maybe they're right. I hope I never see that day.
Here's hoping. You're actually in South Australia at the moment, aren't you?
I am. I'm in lovely Adelaide. I'm spending a nice solid 24 hours here doing the rounds. It's been great because we haven't really got to travel too much since we started. You know, being the new judges on MasterChef because of what we're going through. So I was lovely to get out and see the other states, say good day, have beautiful chats like this one to all of the fans of the show out there.
Yeah, so no time really to come up our way and maybe join us.
How far is it from the city?
About 3 hours.
Yeah, we're up in the Riverland, so nice wine and produce up here as well, Andy. You probably should get up here
I'll
if you can.
I'll fly back in fall, so I think I'm going to have to make it next time.
Absolutely. Head up if you can. But look, I guess we should talk a little bit about the show. I know that is your primary thing going on at the moment. What do you love so much about the judging side of things?
I love being able, it's pretty special for me being a contestant on season four and, you know, seeing how much MasterChef has actually given me over the years in terms of restaurant, in terms of the career and all that kind of stuff. I think for me, it's got a special place in my heart. Now to come full circle and be a part of that process for other amateurs, it's really special. I feel like if I can just help someone, you know, and give them half as much as I've been able to get from the show, then, you know, my job is done.
Andy, Brooke and I are never going to be on MasterChef, I don't reckon.
No. Never say never.
Well, that's what I want to know. If we could maybe do a little mock MasterChef challenge, if you can pick an ingredient and then Brooke and I will each try and come up with something and you pick the more appetizing sounding dish.
Sure, let's go. Ready?
Yeah, fire away. What's your ingredient?
Potato.
Oh, I love potato. Mashed, chips, anything you've got. That sounds good.
Is that what you're...
Okay, you got to choose one, and if it's going to be mash, you need to tell me how you get to your perfect mash.
Well, look, I'm not going to mash it. Here's what I'm thinking, Andy, is I'm thinking like a roast potato, like your hot potato with your filling, but we make it sweet. It's a dessert. There's like chocolate and coffee flavours in there, bit of pineapple.
I think she's already... You need to fill out the application for the chat like this.
You reckon?
Yeah,
I don't know. The execution is important.
Blur the line between mashed potato and ice cream. Look, I was just going to say like a Massaman beef curry, which has potato in it, but I think Humbo's taken it away.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a good Massaman. So I think we'll call it a draw, and next time I'm in town, I want to see this sweet potato ice cream thing that was just said.
Look, I'll work on it. Maybe I'll tag you on Instagram. We'll do a test run overnight. Great. Well, look, Andy, it's always so much fun to see you on our screens and have a chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No worries, guys. Thanks for the chat. And thanks for supporting the show too. Really appreciate it.